Hi, everybody. This is a podcast, Everything About Hockey. Today's episode is going to be the American Hockey League preview of their All-Star Classic. The American Hockey League serves as the top feeder league or developmental league for the NHL, for all of its players, coaches, management, staff, and broadcasters, for all 32 teams in the National Hockey League. Nearly 90% of the NHL players are graduates of the American Hockey League, the AAA League, of the National Hockey League. So when they say you'll see tomorrow's stars today in the American Hockey League, they mean it. That classic's going to be held February the 4th and 5th in San Jose, California. All AHL teams will be representative for this AHL Classic. That'll be all 32 teams. We're going to have four divisions. We'll have 12 players in each division to be representative for all 32 teams. Like I said before, the 2024 roster will feature 41 first-time AHL All-Stars, 13 rookies, and 14 of them are first-round draft picks in the NHL draft. The head coaches representing the four divisions are, from the Cleveland Monsters, Trent Vogelhuber and Todd Nelson, Hershey Bears, Neil Graham from the Texas Stars, and representing the Calgary Wranglers, Trent Call. So to start out the Atlantic Division, I'd like to talk about a New York Rangers prospect, Brandon Hoffman. He was drafted by the Rangers in 2021, 16th overall. He's a talented two-way forward. He was also a former captain of the Flint Firebirds of the OHL, and he won a gold medal in the World Juniors. He's a highly touted Rangers prospect. Let's look at the next person on the Atlantic Division roster. Another guy I'm going to look at here is Georgi Mirkalov. He plays for the Providence Bruins. It's a first-time appearance for him. He signed as a free agency in 2021 for the Providence Bruins. He's a versatile winger. Right now in the AHL, he's averaging over a point a game. I think he's also going to be another key factor in the Atlantic Division roster. Let's look at another guy I'm thinking is pretty interesting to follow. The next person is going to be Dylan McArath. He's the captain of the Atlantic Division. He plays for the Hershey Bears. He was a free agent signing in 2021. He's a physical depth defenseman, but boy, he can lay the body on you if he wants to. And he has no problem dropping those gloves. Let's go back to the forwards and look at Adam Gaudette. He's an all-around depth forward that plays for the Springfield Thunderbirds. He's a first-time appearance. He also got a really interesting shot. It's a real quick release. He's averaging right now in the AHL just a hair under a point a game. He's averaging 0.97 a game, which is pretty impressive. Another forward I'd like to keep an eye on is Rush Shinnikov. He plays for the Bridgeport Islanders. He's a second appearance in the AHL All-Star Game. He's also a skilled forward. The next forward I'm going to look at is from Hershey Bears. He's a second appearance, Ethan Frank. I think this guy, he's really, for the AHL, he's pretty impressive type of a player we got there. He can do about anything offensively. I think he could be a real star for this Atlantic Division if they open it up and he gets an opportunity. And also, like I said, this is his second appearance in the AHL All-Star Game. Last year was his first. This is his second. So it tells you how good this guy actually is. He also got to his credit as being a Calder Cup champion when Hershey won it last year. So now he's on the defending champion Calder Cup Hershey Bear team. Now let's look at the Atlantic Division goaltending for this team. First one I'm going to look at is from the Baby Penguins. It's Joe Blomqvist. I probably am saying that wrong. He's a pretty interesting goaltender. Now, Pittsburgh doesn't have a whole lot of depth in their prospects. So, you know, when somebody stands out, they really stand out in Pittsburgh. And he's playing really well for the Baby Penguins, which tells me that he could really make a nice jump to the NHL if he develops, keeps developing. Now, he's a European goaltender coming over here. This is his first appearance in the AHL All-Star Game. So he's got a little bit more developing to do. But he's an impressive prospect for the Penguins. The other goaltender to be guarding the crease for the Atlantic Division is Clay Stevenson. He plays for the Hershey Bears. This is also his first appearance in the AHL All-Star Game. Now I'm going to go through and look at some key players that are playing in the North Division for this AHL All-Star Game. First person I'm going to look at is, I love saying this name, Angus Cruickshank. He plays for the Belleville Senators. He was drafted by Ottawa in 2018, fifth round, 126 overall. He's an all-around winger. He's probably going to be a depth winger when he plays for the NHL Ottawa Senators. But he has a solid shot. He's a checker. Also, he led Belleville last year in scoring. So he has the capability of putting the puck in the back of the net. I think he's going to be a big factor in this North Division. Another one I think is going to be a big factor is Trafix Volanski. He plays for the Cleveland Monsters. He was drafted by Columbus Blue Jackets in 2018, seventh round, 204 overall. He's a scoring winger with a smooth, fast shot. Also, this year he's averaging 0.06 points per game. So he's over a point a game. So he could be a big factor with this North Division too. Let's look at a couple other forwards that I think are going to be factors also. The next guy I'm going to look at is Jiří Kulig. He was drafted by the Buffalo Sabres. He plays for the Rochester Americans. He also was kind of like a throw-in player for the Sam Reinhardt trade. Buffalo Sabres drafted him in 2022, first round, 28th overall. So he was a late first rounder. He's a solid all-around forward. And he's a big body, but he really has a great wrist shot if you watch him play for Rochester. And you can remember in Czech, he was playing for an elite high-end men's league before he came over to North America to play for the Rochester Americans. Another forward I'm going to look at is Graham Clark. He plays for the Utica Comets. He's a first-time appearance. He was drafted by the New Jersey Devils in 2019, third round, 80th overall. He was a former Ottawa 76er in the OHL. He's a creative offensive guy that I think can really help the North Division. The defenseman I think that can really drive the play from the blue line to this North Division is Jake Christensen from the Cleveland Monsters. He's a really high-end offensive-minded defenseman. Now let's look and see who's going to guard the crease for this North Division. First one I'll look at is Cleveland Monsters starter Jet Greaves. He's a free agent signing from the Columbus Blue Jackets that occurred in 2022. He's more of a depth defenseman for the Jackets, but he has a solid AHL goaltender. Let's look at the other goaltender for the North Division, and that would be the other goaltender is Dennis Hillaby. He was drafted by Toronto in 2022, fourth overall, 122nd pick. This is his first year in the North America. He came over from Sweden, where he had a solid 2022-23 season. And I almost forgot one more player, Isaac Rosen. He plays for the Rochester Americans. He was drafted by the Buffalo Sabres in 2021, 14th overall. He's a versatile scoring forward. This is his first year playing in North America, and he's a first-time AHL All-Star, too. Now let's look at the Central Division of the American Hockey League All-Star Game and see what players are on that one. First point I'm going to look at is Maverick Bourque. He plays for Texas Stars. It's the first time he's been in the AHL All-Star Game. He was drafted by Dallas in 2020. First round, 30th overall. He's a quick, fast, offensive-minded forward. This year in the AHL, his points per game this year is 1.27. So he's a legitimate offensive threat for this Central Division All-Star. This next person that I think he's going to be really interesting to watch, he had a rough time before he was drafted. He was actually drafted by the Winnipeg Jets in 2022, 30th overall. He plays for the Manitoba Moose. It's a first-time appearance. Name is Brad Lamberg. He's a solid, skilled forward. He was actually supposed to be a top 10 pick early on in that draft, but during his draft-eligible year, he kind of slipped because some games he'd get lost and you would never see him. And some games he stood right out. So they really never knew exactly what they're going to get. So I'm really happy to see this guy actually starting to develop and starting to show exactly his full potential. And being an AHL All-Star is a great step in that direction. Another player I'm going to look at is Matei Blumel. He plays the Texas Stars. First-time appearance. He was drafted by Edmonton in 2018, fourth round, 100th overall. But because Edmonton couldn't sign him, He became an unrestricted free agent in 2022. And Dallas went ahead and signed him at that point in time. That's how he ended up on the Texas Stars and became a Dallas Stars prospect. And he's a solid defensive-minded forward. On the blue line, Simon Edmondson of the Grand Rapids Griffins. He's a first-time appearance. He was drafted by Detroit in 2021, sixth overall. He's a top four potential NHL defenseman, an all-around defenseman. I'm actually kind of surprised he's still in the AHL right now. I think he would have been quicker to the NHL than what he is. Another defenseman I look at is Eaton Damasco. He plays for the Rochester Ice Hogs. He's a first-time appearance. He was drafted by the Chicago Blackhawks in 2021, fourth round, 105 overall. He's a big, solid defenseman, more of a depth defenseman, actually. What's impressive about this guy, as an amateur, he's won three straight years of getting gold medals. In 2021, he was in the under-18 WIHF tournament representing Canada, and they won a gold. They went to the World Juniors in 2022 and 23, representing Canada, and they won gold there, too. So he's got three straight gold medals. This guy's actually got a really good, actually great, winning resume coming into his pros. For goaltender, obviously the person they're going to rely most on is Yara Askarov. He plays for Milwaukee Admirals. This is the first-time appearance. He was drafted by the Nashville Predators in 2021, first round, 20th overall, which is normally a pretty risky move to draft a goaltender in the first round. But this guy seems to be coming around. He's an AHL All-Star. But there is a long list of first-round drafted goaltenders that have been real duds. So I'm still a little skeptical on what we're going to have here with this guy. But he has the potential for being a starting goaltender in the NHL. The next goaltender on their list is Jesper Wallstedt. He comes from the Minnesota Wild. He was a 2021 draft pick. He was 20th overall that year, another first rounder, which is could be a little chancy, but he is an all-star right now. What's cool about this goaltender, last year Iowa was playing Chicago, and Wallstedt actually scored an empty net goal. A goaltender, he flips a puck over his crease, down the ice, and got an empty netter, which is very rare in hockey. You can pull that off, even as a skater, let alone a goaltender be able to do this. Now let's look at the Pacific Division and see what the who's going to be on their all-star team. First person I'm going to look at is Dylan Gunther. He plays for the Tucson Roadrunners, AAA team of the Arizona Coyotes. He was drafted in 2021, ninth overall, highly skilled forward. I think he's going to be a real factor for that division's all-star team. And he's also a first-time appearance. The next person I'm going to look at is Riley Tufke. I think he also be another factor. He was actually drafted by the Dallas Stars in 2016. He was a first round, 25th overall. But now he plays for the Colorado Eagles, the AAA affiliate of the Colorado Avalanche. This is his first time appearance. He's a solid scoring forward. The next person I'm going to look at is Matt Coronado. Right now he plays for the Calgary Wranglers. He was a draft pick of the Calgary Flames in 2021, 17th overall. He's a versatile scoring winger. Another person is Archie Baines. He's a dynamic scorer. He actually led the Red Deer Rebel in scoring 2022. He was a free agent signing by the Vancouver Canucks in 2022. Let's look at a couple of the blue liners. I think they're going to be a big factor for the Pacific team. Ogun Zellwanger is the first one. He plays for the San Diego Goals. This is his first time appearance. He was drafted by Anaheim in 2021, second round, 34th overall. He's an all-around offensive defenseman. And when he was playing in the Western Hockey League, he won two times the Best Defenseman of the Year trophy. He won it in 2022, and he also won it in 2023. So he's got some impressive hardware. The other one I'm going to go with is Brant Clark. He was an LA Kings draft pick. Kings drafted him in 2021. It was a 8th overall pick that year. He's an all-around defenseman. Now I'm going to look at the guys who's going to be protecting the crease for the Pacific Division. First person I'm going to look at is Dustin Wolf. He plays for the Calgary Wranglers. This is his second appearance in the AHL All-Star Game. He was drafted by Calgary Flames in 2019, 214th overall pick. And this, I think they got a steal when they got this guy. In 2020 and 2021, both those years, he won the WHL Goaltender of the Year. The other goaltender is Matt Valotta. He was drafted by Arizona Coyotes in 2017, 72nd overall. This is his first appearance in the AHL All-Star Game, and he plays for the Tucson Roadrunners. So to be able to see tomorrow's stars today, the AHL All-Stars, you will need to have a streaming subscription to one of the AHL platforms, which are, for instance, Roku, which is how I'm going to watch it, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, and then you have to also subscribe to AHL TV in order to be able to do this. But it's worth watching. Remember, it's in San Jose, California. The All-Star Skills Competition is going to be February the 4th, and the game is going to be February the 5th. This is Everything About Hockey podcast. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.